916 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. It is our Tuesday talk round. Man, busy hour going on, and the boys are back. Den Carpool in Operation Zero, and tell you what an event you guys have got coming up this weekend. First of all, and I don't care which one of you goes first, Operation Zero, for people that don't know, what is it all about?
So Operation Zero is an event that was started back in 2015, and this is our eighth year here in Wahpeton. Operation Zero is an event to help us raise awareness for veteran suicide, to help bring that number down. It's also for us to be able to help raise funds to be able to help our local vets.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have been able to donate to Equine Ranch, Eagles Healing Nest, and places like the Patriot Assistance Dogs to be able to help sponsor veterans to go to these places and get the assistance they need. We also, this year alone, had a veteran reach out to us through our website at OperationZeroND.com that we got set up now for assistance, because he had trees that were hanging over his house or about to fall on him, and mm-hmm. we were able to get a company out there to remove those trees for him so he didn't end up losing his home. Along with that, we were able to set up a scholarship at NDSCS here for veterans and their spouses to try to help with some of that financial burden of school.
And what about the stories? I can only imagine the stories that you guys have been privy to that come back from some of these veterans too. But it's got to make you feel good to know that you're actually, you know, helping them out and moving this thing forward. That's got to be a good feeling for you.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, there's a lot of veterans out there. They don't just open up to just any person off the street or even some of the therapists. So
right.
dealing with another veteran, there's that connection. So it's easier for them to open up to another veteran.
Okay.
And then we are there for, we can help take care of them.
So obviously, are you both veterans?
Yes.
You both have served. Okay, so yeah, I would imagine that would be a lot easier. Let's talk about this event. I love this thing, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year you guys do it.
It does.
Tell us what's happening this weekend.
Well, this weekend on Saturday, August 17th, from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. is when everything's going on. We have the Winter Sloth. Is that how you pronounce it?
So we'll have the band is Winter Sloth. They'll be playing from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And we'll have DJ Rumble from noon to 6.
Okay. So there will be music.
Yep.
And were you telling me there will be food as well?
Yes,
so you get food and music together, you get a crowd.
Yep, we do. We got some food trucks. We got some vendors and stuff going to be out there. So, yeah, there's going to be food. We got the bars that also have the food and stuff
yep.
like that, too, the stuff
okay.
that they serve. And so we'll have everything that everybody needs.
Raffles yep. and auctions, let's talk about that, too. Are you guys still looking for donations?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so if people
auction.
Still want to donate for the silent auction.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so if people still want to donate, how do they get an item to you, or who do they contact?
Well, you know, our Operation Zero is pretty well known in town, so
mm-hmm.
Most people know one of us that's involved with it.
Right.
If not, they can always reach out to us through our website at OperationZeroND.com, and majority of us have access to that and get
sure.
those emails right away so we can respond right
okay.
away as well.
Have you had a good response as far as the silent auction about people giving you donations?
It's been a little bit of a tough year this year with mm-hmm. everything else going on, but we still have some, you know, generous places and companies out there helping along. We actually have 21 sponsors this year, which is just, it's outstanding. But yeah, as far as for the silent auction, it's a little bit less than
okay.
that, we'd like to see, but I mean, we appreciate everything and anything that we get.
But see, with you guys, it seems like when there's one area that you're having problems with or having trouble with, there's another area that keeps getting bigger
that
with this event.
In, yes.
So it kind of balances out.
Yep,
that's that is kind of nice.
Yeah, very much so. This is our first year actually having vendors, and we have got a ton of vendors coming, which is really awesome to see, because it helps, you know, give people more things to do and to look at
mm-hmm.
and to get involved with as well. along with this is our first year of sponsors, and we have had an overwhelming amount of sponsors that we weren't expecting. We have 21 sponsors. I mean, we have the Firehouse Pub, Driftwood Lounge, Sporty's, the Fort Saloon, Nordic Electric, Vatterstad, Kratz Family Outdoors, the FCCU, All Seasons Car Wash, L&M Woodworking, Richland Organics, Gate City Bank, Next Signs, LLC out of Fargo, Roland's Plowing, State Farm, Big John's Car Pro.
Heartland Insurance, we have Pranty's, James Anderson LTD, ABU Trailers Inc., and also Tractor Supply.
Yeah, wow. So sponsors have been phenomenal this year, way more than what we were expecting for our first year as sponsors. It's been really awesome.
So this thing, I can only see this thing getting bigger. Are you guys planning for next year? Are you just going to get this out of your way first and then work on that?
Well, I mean, we're always working on our next year as well at the same time. But right now, yeah, our general focus at the moment is just getting through this year and then focusing more on that. Because, I mean, we have, like I said, a lot of new things this year. We also have the Vietnam War traveling wall that will be here this year as well.
Wow. I would think that for a lot of people, that would be worth seeing in itself.
Yep, and it is
huge. That thing stretches out to about 120 feet long.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay, so that will be on display too. Guys, what time does everything get going?
Well, like I said, it starts at 12 p.m.
Okay.
And then the DJ, Sean Rumble, he'll be announcing a lot of the stuff too. He'll be there from 12 to 6.
Watch him. He's shady.
Oh, yeah.
He used to work here, so I can say that.
And then we have with the band, they start from at 7 to 11.
All right.
And from 6 to 7, that's when we'll be retiring the flags, talking about the event itself and everything we're doing with it. Along with that, during that time, we also have a bike raffle for kids.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely want to, say thanks to the bike from Biker Mom Bake Sale, and the ladies. They've been helping us out. Without them, it'd be a whole lot tougher, I tell you that.
Yeah, their organization skills are definitely a lot better than ours are.
Right, right. Well, you seem to have it pretty well wrapped up, and I would imagine every year that you do this, it just gets, I won't say easier to do, but you just kind of learn to tweak things.
Yeah. Yep. And the more we can do, it's just the more we can help, and that's and that's how we look at it, and that's what we do, because 100% of this, that's what it's going out to, and it's to help take care of them and do what we can do.
Right.
And that's the thing, this is our event for this. This is where we can raise a lot to be able to help out. But we're doing this year round.
Sure.
So it helps a lot having the community we do and the support of this town that we do for how much we've been able to grow with it and how much more we've been able to do. Like I said, reaching out to us on our website at OperationZeroND.com, we've had quite a few people reaching out to us and talking to us, even if it's just, needing to vent or anything or mow their lawns. It's awesome having that acceptance in our community that we do.
Right.
We do the one big show here in town for Operation Zero, but we're doing this stuff literally almost 24/7.
I bet you are.
We never give up on it. We're not going to give up. So we're just going to keep pushing.
Well, I like that zero number, and I hope that that someday you can achieve that.
That would be awesome.
Where we won't be losing anyone. Gentlemen, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up? We covered everything.
We covered quite a bit.
Hope to see everybody out there Saturday.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, again, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing with Operation Zero, too.
We are. The one thing I do want to add there.
Greg, go ahead.
We missed on there is for the bike show and the car show.
Okay.
Yep.
Everybody loves seeing some, shiny bikes and fancy cars. So
They
got those cars. They're sitting in the garage. Dust them off. Bring them on out. And let's show everybody what we got.
Without a doubt. And I'm going to order you up some really good weather for the day.
That'd
on Saturday,
awesome.
Too. So, and then again, our contribution too, we're going to throw in some Twins tickets and hopefully get some All of America tickets to you guys too for your silent auction.
We appreciate that.
Thank you for stopping in. Like I say, for you guys, always an open door. Stop in anytime. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's 9:25 here. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking.